AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. EOG's 20-week trend signal outlasts scarce E&P pressure after a 5.1% week. EOG resources closed at $139.90, above trend and fair value. But the latest advance still lacks strong volume and market dynamics confirmation. Research brief. EOG Resources delivered a 5.1% weekly gain and an 8.4% four-week advance, keeping its weekly trend signal active for a 20th week. The stock sits 9.9% above its $127.30 trend line and 18.8% above ShareMaestro fair value. But activity pressure remains negative, and volume was only 0.9 times the 13-week average. The read is constructive but not clean, with relative strength improving while E&P breadth remains thin. Key points. 1. EOG closed at $139.90 for the week ended 17 July, up 5.1% and 7.2% below its 52-week high of $150. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active, with price 9.9% above the $127.30 trend line and a 20-week active streak in place. 3. Volume was 16.7 million shares, below the 13-week average of 17.7 million, and the 52-week average of 19.5 million, leaving participation short of strong confirmation. 4. Market dynamics are mixed. Activity pressure is negative at -0.61, while relative strength is positive at 7.05 and has improved sharply over 4 weeks. Price action keeps EOG in the upper part of its yearly range. EOG Resources ended the week at $139.90, gaining 5.1% and lifting its 4-week return to 8.4%. The 12-week return is also positive at 5.1%, while the longer tape remains stronger, with a 33.8% 26-week gain and a 22.1% 52-week return. The close places the stock at 78.7% of its 52-week range, above the $127.30 trend line and within 7.2% of the $150.70 high. That positioning gives EOG a constructive weekly profile, but it is no longer early in the move. The stock trades 18.8% above ShareMaestro fair value of $117.70, showing premium demand versus the model. A premium can persist when trend and relative strength are aligned, but it raises the importance of confirmation from activity pressure and volume. Energy context is supportive, but E&P signals are selective. EOG sits in the U.S. energy sector and the oil and gas E&P industry, with a market capitalization of about $71.0 billion. Energy had a positive week, with the sector average up 2.8% and 4-week return at 5.6%. Sector breadth is healthier on trend and relative strength, with 57.0% of energy stocks in active weekly trend signals and 78.0% showing positive relative strength, although only 12.0% show positive market dynamics pressure. The industry picture is narrower. U.S. oil and gas E&P stocks gained 5.5% on average for the week, slightly ahead of EOG, but the group's 12-week average return remains down 10.2%. Only 27.9% of E&P names have active weekly trend signals, and just 1.6% show positive market dynamics pressure. Against that weak industry confirmation, EOG's active trend signal and positive relative strength make it a stronger large-cap read, even if it was not among the most aggressive weekly movers. Market dynamics improve in relative strength, not in pressure. ShareMaestro's setup signature is a balanced read, with a composite score of 62. The trend backdrop is active, and price is comfortably above trend, but the activity pressure read is still negative at -0.61. The 4-week pressure change is down 37.6%, which means the latest price move has not yet been matched by a stronger activity signal. Relative strength is the better part of the setup. The latest reading is positive at 7.05, with a 4-week improvement of 426.0%. That turn helps explain why EOG ranks in the 76th percentile within U.S. energy peers, but the expectancy state remains undecided at 47.58% with a score of 50. In practical terms, momentum has improved faster than the underlying pressure signal. Volume and risk leave the next confirmation test clear. The 5.1% weekly gain came on 16.7 million shares, equal to 0.9 times the 13-week average and 0.9 times the 52-week average. That is adequate participation, not emphatic confirmation. Earlier in the year, several positive weeks were accompanied by volumes above 25 million shares, including 35.8 million on 6 March. The latest week did not reach that participation standard. Risk is balanced rather than benign. 13-week weekly volatility is 4.3%, above the 52-week base of 3.6%. Over the past year, EOG has logged 31 positive weeks and 21 negative weeks. But average negative weeks at negative 3.2% have been slightly larger than average positive weeks at 2.9%. What to watch next is whether the stock can stay above the $127.30 trend line, while activity pressure turns less negative, and volume moves above the 1.5 times threshold that would signal broader participation. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.